From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The United States decides to stop training opposition Syrian rebels. The Obama administration is pausing and evolving a $500 million Pentagon-led program to train and equip rebels fighting Islamic State militants. The operation will shift away from vetting moderate Syrian rebels and training them in Jordan, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and the UAE. Instead, the program will provide air support and basic equipment and training to vetted opposition group leaders, according to the White House. The Pentagon-led Train and Equip program had only trained a few dozen fighters, much fewer than the original goal of thousands. Meanwhile, U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter says Russia is taking the wrong approach in Syria by supporting embattled President Bashar al-Assad. Speaking in London, Mr. Carter said Russia is putting its troops and its citizens at risk by supporting the Syrian leader.
By taking the side of Assad against all opponents in Syria, Russia has, as we have said repeatedly, made itself a target.
The U.S. Defense Secretary said that by inflaming the kind of extremism represented by the Islamic State, Russia has suffered inside its own borders. The 2015 Nobel Peace Prize has been awarded to the Tunisian National Dialogue Quartet for its decisive contribution to the building of a pluralistic democracy in the wake of the Jasmine Revolution. The Nobel Prize Committee announced the award in Oslo, Norway, on Friday. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.